Welcome to the weekly broadcast of the Father's House International in Westminster, South Carolina. We are bringing forth and reestablishing the apostolic message, movement, and ministry, and God's fatherhood and family in all dimensions. We are a local, regional, and national ministry that is cross-cultural and multiracial. Now, here is our founder and host, Dr. Seymour.
Proverbs 2 and 6, for the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. The Lord giveth wisdom. I wrote this down this morning. This is something I wrote down here. How do I carry out what the Spirit of God reveals? How do I myself carry out what the Spirit of God reveals? I can only do it correctly by the revealing of God, by the unction of God, by the anointing of His Spirit, but by me doing it with wisdom.
Yes, sir.
Wisdom is how I carry out what the Spirit of God reveals, how I carry out. The Holy Ghost gives me wisdom I need to carry out what God the Father reveals and says and anoints through His Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Notice the Spirit of God gives me the wisdom to carry out what God the Father reveals, what He says, what He reveals, and what He anoints through His Spirit. So wisdom shows me how I am to carry out. Wisdom shows me how I am to carry out what God the Father planned, what He said, and reveals by His Spirit. So wisdom is not complete if I don't carry it out. But I can't carry it out without the Spirit of God showing me how to carry it out. And I can't carry it out correctly if I have not been imparted wisdom inside me. You can judge your wisdom on who you came out of. Who you came out spiritually, the denomination spiritually, how much wisdom do they have? You can next judge the level of wisdom, the parents you came out of. How much wisdom did they have? Or by the people you hung around with or something, how much wisdom do they have? So it passes down. Do you see?
Yes, sir.
So wisdom is passed down from generation to generation, from ministry to ministry to ministry to ministry to ministry, from God to people, from God to men of God, and then to people. And then from ministry to ministry to ministry, down to the people, and then from biologicals and domestics down, all the way down. So you can look at yourself and see how it's turned out, and you can see if you had wisdom or not. Your life proves it. Do you see? So wisdom shows me how I am to carry out what God the Father planned, what He said, and what He reveals through His Spirit, the Holy Ghost. I am to carry out that. Wisdom is like an impartation. It's like a gifting of different measures that God puts inside somebody.
Yes, sir.
Wisdom is a helper, is God's helper. Wisdom is His helper. You see? So wisdom shows me how I am to carry out, how I am to carry out what God the Father planned, what He said, and what He reveals through His Spirit.
Yes.
Okay, God's wisdom. Wisdom is an attribute of God and is like energy that flows from Him. It's really more than energy. It's really a part of God's living essence or His Spirit. Or like problem, like a know-how, giving you a know-how. A know-how how to do that.
Right.
Yeah, you're revealed by the Spirit of God and you're led by the Spirit of God. But you also have to know how to carry out what God is revealing and what He is saying to do. You have to know how to accurately carry it out. You can't raise children without wisdom. You'll turn out to be a bad situation. So wisdom helps bring knowledge, and understanding. Understanding is like intelligence, quick decisions you have to make real quick. What do you do here? I need wisdom. Boom, 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 boom. What do I do right here? Discretion, a skillfulness in it. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He's a buckler of them that walk uprightly. We know that. sound wisdom. There's wisdom and sound wisdom, two different words. Wisdom is wisdom, but sound wisdom goes all the way down to the very foundation and core of something that you can stand on that absolutely is going to come out correctly.
Yes, sir.
There's wisdom and then sound wisdom.
Yes, sir.
Sound wisdom has great, great foundation in it. You see that? Only the righteous are given sound wisdom. He lifts up sound wisdom. Like sound wisdom is something that substantiates something. It's a support. It's a direct help in purpose and undertaking. It gives intellectual understanding of how to do what you're seeing to do, of what it is. Teshua, it expresses the meaning of using wisdom, inspiration as the source for a person to build something or bring something to pass. How do I do it correctly? That's knowledge, but wisdom shows you how to carry out the knowledge, and the Spirit of God does. So the Spirit of wisdom, it belongs to God the Father, but also the Holy Ghost is the one who actually imparts that to you and reveals. They work hand in hand. But wisdom is not God. It's a characteristic of God. So wisdom gives substance, substantiates, related to the realm of bringing forth something into reality. That which God has given you a glimpse of or quick understanding of, there it is. But it shows you, how do I do this? How do I do it? If you're a teacher over children, you've got set standards and all that. If you have God and the Holy Ghost, He can help you see things others can't see. But you have to have wisdom sometime as to how you handle that situation in that class that's not in a textbook.
Yes, sir.
How do you do it? Well, experience will help you to know.
Yes, sir.
But wisdom helps you to have more experience.
Amen.
Something set inside you. Wisdom will help keep your paths and preserve your ways. Proverbs 2 and 8, He keepeth the paths of judgment, preserveth the way of the saints, the way, the action, the course of life. Proverbs 2 and 9, then thou shalt understand righteousness. When wisdom helps you to see, and God gives you this, that, and the other, then thou shalt understand righteousness, judgment, equity, and every good work of God. The Spirit of God reveals this to you, but wisdom shows you, how do I do this? How do I apply it? How do I keep doing this? How do I do it? Am I going the right way? Am I doing exactly what I should do in this whole equation? Does that make sense?
Yes.
How do I do it? Then, once you love wisdom and discretion, how discreet are you? How accurate are you in thinking about something or doing something? Once you love wisdom and discretion, it shall preserve and keep you. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, Proverbs 2 and 10, knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul. You actually take, wisdom helps you take knowledge and how to use it and what you do with it. How you take knowledge, how to use it, and what do you do with it, and how do I use it? I could have knowledge, but not know really how to use it, or not know how to bring something to pass accurately with true discretion. Okay, so when wisdom entereth, it comes in, and actually wisdom entering you is not only entering, but it means to run you down and to besiege you and invade you. When wisdom comes, it will actually besiege you. Now listen to these Hebrew meanings. It'll run you down, besiege you, and it will absolutely invade your life. But not only that, it will go to war with some. The Spirit of God will go to war, but wisdom has a lot to do how you carry it out with something that's not right inside you. You see? So wisdom helps you know how to do something, but also in the Spirit of God goes into a war with something that's harming something. Wisdom will help you know how not to do it that way again. Discretion shall preserve thee, and discretion comes from the Spirit of God and the wisdom of it. Understanding shall keep thee. So discretion shall preserve thee. Discretion, keen perception, sound judgment, farsightedness, look ahead, intent, discretion shall preserve thee, protect you, on and on and on. It shall keep thee. Now, The incomparable value of wisdom. The incomparable value of wisdom. Proverbs 3:13, happy is the man that findeth wisdom. Happy. Happy. Happiness. How happy. Blessed. Blessed is the man. Blessed and blessed is the man. Because the outcome is going to be where it will bless you. Happy is the man. Blessed is the man. The individual that findeth, that cometh forth to, that exists, attains, that finds and acquire, meets up with and occurs, and you acquire that inside you. It's an impartation.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
it's an impartation. So the happy is the man that findeth wisdom. The skill of God, how to do things, how do I do it, the skill, how I do it. And the man that getteth, if you receive wisdom, then you getteth understanding. Hear this, please. You getteth understanding how to do through the idea. In other words, you getteth. The Hebrew says you draw out wisdom, the Spirit of God. Wisdom is drawing out of what God said in His Word and what the Spirit of God is revealing. How to draw it out and it be in you. Listen, how do you draw it out and be in you? How to secure it, how to succeed in it. But also how to issue. If you have wisdom, an issue is going to come out of you. There will be an issue that comes out of you if you have wisdom. You will issue something. An issue. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth, draws out, secures, succeeds, draws out, but also issues understanding. If you get wisdom, you'll issue, you'll draw out, and you'll understand. Yeah, you'll issue understanding. In other words, there'll be an understanding about you that will issue out of you that you see, and other people will see it too.
Yes.
They'll see it. So if you get wisdom, you'll get understanding, you'll get intelligence. You'll get wisdom, discretion, skillfulness. The Holy Ghost says, when the Holy Ghost says, Holy Ghost says, turn right. Wisdom shows you how to safely turn right. The Holy Ghost says, go right. Okay. And the Holy Ghost is leading you. And the Holy Ghost will show you how to be safe. But wisdom is something that you do that will keep you safe in it, and it turns out as a good outcome. It's something that you do on your part that you get from God, and you don't know it and don't have it if you don't get it from God. And those that's passed down through. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Cannot get understanding without the Holy Ghost revealing it and revealing the meaning and correct decisions how to apply it and how to use it. How do I do it? And what I am to do with God's wisdom. And how to do it, how I am to do what is there before me. The Spirit of God is showing me, leading me, but what do I do? I need wisdom as to how I am to do it, what the Spirit of God is leading, what He knows, and what He needs done.
Yes.
How do I do my part wisely, safely, where it turns out right? That's where wisdom comes in.
All right.
Proverbs 3:14, the merchandise of it, talking about wisdom, is better than the merchandise of silver. The merchandise of wisdom is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof of fine gold. So the merchandise of it is like the profit of the merchandise, but just hang on, is better. It's much better, much, much, much better, best than the merchandise. In other words, like an emporium, profit for trade, like a large retail store or marketplace or a commercial center. See, merchandise, there's more merchandise in a large retail store than a little bitty country store.
Yes, sir.
Walmart, Target, Costco, Sam's Club. There's a huge, big, big thing of merchandise there. So what God's trying to say, we can compare that day with what we see today. So right here is saying the merchandise of wisdom is better than the merchandise, a different word, the merchandise, the trade, the profit, is better than the merchandise, another Hebrew word, an emporium, like a large retail store, like a marketplace, like a commercial center, like a mart or merchandise. It means something that is there, a huge, huge, huge lot of things that you think will solve some things you need solved in that large store. Wisdom does that in a way of being a huge merchandise department store, showing you things that if you're not in that store, you wouldn't see the whole thing. The storehouse of wisdom. The marketplace of wisdom. So it also means then the merchandise of the palpitate, which means to beat rapidly due to exertion. Wisdom saves you exerting effort, too much exerting effort, trying to know how to obtain something that if you have wisdom, you could do it easier.
Yes, sir. Yes.
So without wisdom, there's a lot of exertion that takes place that doesn't go a lot of places. But wisdom, there is effort in it. There's effort. But it helps you to get somewhere the right way without just wearing yourself out.
Yes, sir.
Now think about that. Wisdom keeps you safely. Wisdom helps you, keeps you from help wearing yourself out when there was, should, could be a way that he knows better to do it, that she does. She's called a she because she's a helper of God.
Yes, right?
Amen. So can you see that?
Yes.
It's like a large department store. It has different things that will show you different ways. For the merchandise of it is better than merchandise of silver. Silver is like money, price, silver. And the gain of it is more than the gain, the income, the increase, the revenue, the fruit of it is more than fine gold. Gold that is dug out in a trench, or a gold that is mined, pure gold mine, is more than that. Proverbs 3:15, she is more precious than rubies. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared to her. Wisdom is more precious than rubies. Rubies. More precious, more valuable, more costly, more excellent, has greater reputation than silver or gold or rubies, even more in God's eyes. More precious. It's like an honorable woman. She's so much more precious than somebody who's not. What it says here. Than rubies, pearls, rubies, and all the whole, all manner of all things thou canst desire. Everything you desire, you see it as a valuable thing, something in your mind, something you desire, something you think you need, things desired, a matter of purpose you think you need to have, acceptable, on and on and on. Wisdom is more. It's greater than all things you could desire. Money, house, car, this, that, and the other. New clothes, this, that, and the other. When you walk in a place, you probably, okay, I'd like to have that, like to have that, like to have this. See a car, wish I had that, wish I had this, see a house, wish I had that. Wisdom, wise man Solomon says, it's more than that. It's a greater, you should have a greater desire for wisdom than any of that, period. Nothing is to, and nothing is to be compared with it. Nothing is equal to it. Nothing, the Hebrew, nothing resembles it. Nothing is as suitable to come out right as that would be. Nothing's more equal, nothing has more profit, nothing avails or brings forth. In other words, wisdom, she is more precious than rubies. All things thou canst desire are not compared to her. And the word her here is the word be, which means inseparable. In other words, there's nothing that can take her wisdom's place. Nothing. God is bigger than wisdom, but God has wisdom. Wisdom is part of his inner being. You see what I'm saying? Proverbs 3:16, length of days. Length of days is in her right hand. Length of days. Lent, long, forever days. Days, 24 hours, chronicles. Length of days is in her right hand. Her right hand as a stronger, more dexterous one. Length of days from wisdom's right hand will give you length of days if you follow what she says.
Yes, sir.
What wisdom says. It will help you to have length of days. It'll cause you not to lose your life before. It'll cause you not to harm your life before. It'll cause you not to destroy your body before. Wisdom, the Spirit of God leads and reveals that, but wisdom helps you to know how to carry it out. Spirit of God, okay, I'll do this. I'll be wise with this. I'll do this. You see? So length of days is in the right hand. Are you listening? And in her left hand. Well, the left hand is through the idea of wrapping up. It's like dark and enveloped. It's like in the dark because it's covered up. You don't know it's going to come forth. It's right there. More, some things I added here. It's in the left hand, like something hidden, disguised, covert, and secret, like in your left hand. Something wrapped up and splinted, bandaged, or in the dark or not in light, is riches. In other words, length of days is in her right hand. But in her left hand, sometimes things are covered up. You don't know, and you're going to be surprised when it comes out. You're going to say, oh, there it is too. I had that too. That's what it said. That's the Hebrew. My right hand's length of days. Show me that way. That's more dexterous. More people right-handed than left-handed.
Yes, sir.
But in the left hand, there's something hidden there. So something like covered up that's there also. That makes sense to you?
Yes, sir.
So there are hidden things in the left hand.
Yes, sir.
If you walk in wisdom that God will bring forth. So, length of days is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. In other words, there are things there that you didn't even know God would even give you.
Yes, sir.
And there it is.
Right.
And in ways, what's in the left hand is almost a surprise to you when it comes out. There it is.
Yes,
it was there.
Right.
And now I'm surprised God brought it forth. Does that make sense to you?
Yes,
now think how he said this. That's pretty wise, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Forsake not wisdom, forsake not wisdom. Do not forsake not wisdom. Neither decline from the words of my mouth, God said, and even King Solomon. Get wisdom, forsake not wisdom, get wisdom. If you get wisdom, you get understanding. You get knowledge, you get understanding, meaning perfectly. Wisdom helps to give perfect meaning and knowledge of what God is saying and how do I use what God is saying. How do I use it? What do I do with it? How many believe without wisdom we're in trouble? So, get wisdom, you get understanding. Get wisdom, get understanding. It will help you. It'll help give perfect meaning to knowledge and all that you are to do. Forget it not. Don't forget it. Don't mislay it. Don't be oblivious to it. Don't lose your attention. Keep your attention on it. Stay attentive. To how I do this, Lord, how do I do? You show me what to do. You show me what to do. And I know the Spirit of God can show me how to do it. But how do I do what the Spirit of God is revealing and what He is showing me to do? How do I do it? How do I do that? I'm led by the Spirit of God. Yes, He's helped me to see. Because wisdom, the Spirit of wisdom is the Spirit of God, is part of the Spirit of God, Spirit of God the Father. So it helps me to see, if you see what I'm saying. Forget it not. Don't lay it aside. Don't forget it. Expressing in other words, or like a deprecative, which means expressing disapproval, despairing, diminishing the value. If you don't see its value, and you take and you forget it, what you're doing, you're expressing. Well, I don't know if I approve of that. Despairing, and you are diminishing the value of wisdom. Neither decline, don't bend away, don't decline, don't carry aside, don't turn away from it. From the words, and this word is two Hebrew words. One is amer, which is something said, but something that is appointed unto you. Do not decline from that which is appointed unto you. And also amar, that which I have declared, I require of you, I've gave commandment, give you commandment, I gave you commandment, I demand you, I charge you, I challenge you. In other words, God says, what I have appointed unto you, I charge you with it.
Yes, sir.
It's a commandment to do it.
Yes,
you can't do it without the leading of the Spirit of God, the planning of God the Father, the leading of the Spirit of God, and what God said without wisdom helping you to know how do you do your part.
Yes,
does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
How do I do my part? So forget it not, neither decline. Neither turn aside from the words of my mouth. Of my mouth, of my sentence, my commandment, my appointment. My appointment. You've got to have wisdom, even in the secular realm. Even though you've been in school, you know this, you have knowledge, you know the curriculum, you studied it, and on and on and on. You have to have wisdom And the Spirit of God, how to manage that place and manage those people inside there and how you manage what you're saying to them.
Yes, sir.
That makes sense? Knowledge is there, but wisdom helps you know how to bring that forth. And the Spirit of God does too. Forsake her not, Proverbs 4 and 6, she shall preserve thee. Forsake her not, she shall preserve thee. Love her and she shall keep thee. If you don't get where you love wisdom, you're not going to have wisdom. Forsake her not, forsake wisdom not. Don't forsake her. Don't loosen, don't diminish the value. And she shall preserve you. If you forsake her not, she shall preserve thee. She shall hedge you about with thorns. She shall guard you, protect you, shall attend to you. The Spirit of God does, but wisdom is showing you that you don't make a wrong step yourself. I hear the Spirit of God, yes I do, and he says this, go right, but I need to make sure that I safely, and when I go right, how do I do this correctly myself?
Yes, sir.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, sir.
That's where wisdom comes in. It shall preserve thee. It won't allow you to make wrong decisions and choices. Spirit of God will say no, but the Spirit of wisdom even says, look, no, that's not the way, I can't go that way. The Spirit of God will stop you, but sometimes you have to stop yourself inside too.
Yes, sir.
Have to have the wisdom to do. It shall preserve thee, shall protect thee. Only in love her, love her. Love her, have affection for her, love her. And she will keep thee, she'll guard thee, she'll protect thee, maintain thee, she'll watch over thee. Wisdom will, the Spirit of God. But remember, wisdom is a helper of God and a helper of the Spirit of God. It's like a helpmeet of his. He might say, people carrying it out correctly. Of course, God is all wisdom. Jesus has made unto us wisdom. He's all wisdom. You know that. So, watch this right here. Love her, and she shall keep thee. She'll guard thee, protect thee, yes, at all. But listen to this. She will take and hide you. Hide you from harm and wrong choices and wrong decisions. And besiege, preserve you, and like a monument. People are buried in like mausoleums and monuments, you might say. They're preserved inside there. Even the ground preserves you. It's like an enclosure, you see?
Yes, sir.
So wisdom like puts you in an enclosure and protects you and guards you. You see?
Yes, sir.
So wisdom, you gotta love her. You gotta love wisdom. Wisdom has reign, rule, decree, and dominion. By me, Proverbs 8:15, by me wisdom, kings reign. Reign, R-E-I-G-N, and princes decree justice. By me, they reign. How do they reign? The Spirit of God leads them. How do they reign? They have to have the impartation of wisdom. How do I wisely rule and reign and have dominion over this? How do I do it? Do you understand what I'm saying? The Spirit of God shows you, yes, but wisdom, what actually reveals it to you, wisdom will help you know how do I do this. Even though the Spirit of God is involved in all that too, he's helping. You see?
Yes.
So how do I wisely rule and reign and have dominion over this? How do I do it?
Yes,
you have to have wisdom to really do it correctly and completely and very effectively. Wisdom helps you know how to bring that forth, and the Spirit of God does too. You see that, everybody?
Yes,
hallelujah. Praise God.
We trust that you've been helped during today's broadcast with Dr. Seymour from the Father's House International. Join us right here on WGOG every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We invite you to come be with us in our weekly services at the Father's House International, Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and Tuesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. We are located at 415 Pater's Way, Westminster, South Carolina. For directions or additional information, call us at 864-647-7777. That's 864-647-7777. Until next week, may you allow God to bring you into a greater measure of His truth and a deeper level of relationship with Himself.